Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We've got our boy Mo Khan going to step up and into level three. We'll talk more NFL. I've got some random rage to get to. I want to get back to the All-Star game a little bit, but Anthony Rendon had some comments that everybody's talking about that I wanted to get to. We're looking ahead right now at some of these NFL numbers as far as where players are going to be playing next year. The draft is, of course, around the corner. The NFL Combine starts next week, next Monday. So we're 7 days away from the combine, which is going to be cool. And in today's day and age, you can bet on everything. And they're going to have combine bets. You know what I mean? They're not up yet, but there will be. Right? There'll be 40 times. Who's going to have that? Or they'll, you know, they'll come up with some stuff, and we'll find some angles. But I am intrigued by some of these sort of futures that we're looking at here, like Derrick Henry to the Dolphins at 12-1. Come on, you put $100 on it, you get $1,200 if he signs with the Dolphins, you know? Somebody's bets are fun, and if you can sort of think outside the box about teams that he can end up on. So I'm thinking about Derrick Henry. Baltimore, the front runner, but it doesn't mean he's going to end up there, right? He is from Florida. The Miami Dolphins are, like, who doesn't want to play for the Miami Dolphins? Plus, there's no state tax, right? So, and they're good. So if you're Derrick Henry, playing for Miami would be pretty cool, actually. And, you know, you're with Tua, you're with Tyreek Hill, you're in this offense and stuff that runs the ball a lot. So Miami, at that number, it makes sense for everybody, right? It makes sense for Derrick Henry, it makes sense for the Dolphins, and it makes sense for the better at 12-1. I like that angle. We've got baseball numbers, man. Baseball season's coming up, man, around the corner right now. We're going to have Grapefruit League and Cactus League, actually. I always think of the Flintstones, Cactus League baseball. Shout out to everyone joining us on SiriusXM Channel 159. You know, the one thing I've never done is I've never been to spring training before baseball. It's pretty crazy. I've done, like, you know, pretty much everything in sports. I've been there. I've done this and that, and especially baseball. Hell, I hosted a Major League Baseball postgame show. So I never went to spring training, though. You know, the Expos were pretty poor. They weren't bringing the pre and post game show host to spring training. I remember bringing it up one year, and they said, "Yeah, sure, you can go, but you got to pay yourself." I was like, "Oh, it's not what I meant. That's not what I meant." But I like to go to Arizona. Right, the Florida one is cool. I get it. I'm not a big Florida dude. Me and Florida clash. But, like, Florida, actually, you know what? I did go when I was younger. I was with my grandparents. I was in Sarasota, where the White Sox played. So that's my point. Like, Sarasota's full of old people, man. Right? Like, so Florida, yeah, the weather's nice and stuff. But, like, Arizona is cool. Well, I like the Arizona spring training. It's pretty cool because it's basically, like, all in, like, right around the downtown area and stuff. Like, there's a million teams in different parts. Like, the Dodgers in Glendale, it's where the Arizona Cardinals play. There's a casino right there. The BetMGM is right there. BetMGM is where the football stadium is. It's like in the part that's separate, like the stadium. But you know, you can go to BetMGM. We got the stadium. There's a casino, like a couple of parking lots over. And the Dodgers spring training's there. But there's a ton of teams in the area. Like, I know people in Arizona that, like, they go to a couple of games a day. You know what I mean? Like, they'll go to a day game, the Dodgers in the night. You know what I mean? You go to Scottsdale or whatnot. You see the White Sox or whoever. You know what I'm saying? So I like to do that sometime. I like Arizona. I like Phoenix. I like the area. And I wouldn't mind checking it out. But we got these shows to do. You know, I guess I could do it, bang it off on a weekend or something like that. I got to plan that out. And speaking of planning it out, we got this sort of baseball regular season coming up. It's time for me to start sort of looking at what games I'm going to go to. I was thinking about going to Toronto, actually. I haven't been to a Blue Jay game in, I don't know, five, seven years or something, a while. I haven't been to a Blue Jay game in a while. But it's not so much for the Blue Jays. But the Dodgers are playing in Toronto, like April 25th, 26th, 27th, I think it is. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Toronto. Ohtani and the Dodgers, three-game set. They renovated the stadium in Toronto as well, right? They renovated it last year, but they continue the renovations this year. That stadium is one of those deals there in Toronto. You can renovate it as much as you want. It kind of just sucks no matter what. It's hard to describe. Like, it's cool when the roof is open, sort of. You have the CN Tower there and stuff, but, like, you're too far from the... There's something about it. Like, it's just sort of one of those old concrete sort of... Like, Olympic Stadium in Montreal was less aesthetic somehow, but... It was noisier. I don't know. Like, the Rogers Center in Toronto has a weird vibe in that building, but they're really trying. Like, you know what I mean? They don't want to build a new stadium, but they really have spent. They've spent, like, $300 million or something, like, on the in-stadium renovations. Like, they've completely ripped stuff out, and they're making everything closer. So I give them an A for effort, and I want to check it out, actually, and see what the end result is. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moranci. There's the players, the hustlers, the people, the buzzers, and everybody else in between. The Monday Night Meltdown. Shout out to all of our AM Radio affiliates joining us for Level 3, including the Money or 1090 ESPN Radio. SoCal in the house. Countdown to first pitch is on. That's right. Yeah, it was college basketball tonight, but you know what? Baseball is around the corner, baby, and so is the NFL Combine. We're going to hit to all this. We'll get into some basketball as well at Level 3. Our boy Mo Khan is going to step up and in and join us. We'll get into the NFL draft. We've got numbers for where players are going to be playing next year. What team is Kirk Cousins going to be on? What team is Derrick Henry going to be on? What team is Justin Fields going to be on? Justin Fields has scratched the Chicago Bears from his social media platforms tonight. This just happened a couple hours ago this evening. So Justin Fields sending a message to the Chicago Bears. You want to shop me around and trade me, then I'm going to take you off of Instagram. I'm sure they're losing sleep over this tonight. But it does sort of let you know where we're at right now in Justin Fields thinking and hearing everything and believing, you know what, I'm not going to be on the Bears next year. They are going to draft Caleb Williams. And I'm of that camp. I think the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams as well. Where does Justin Fields end up? The Pittsburgh Steelers are the favorites at plus 150. And this is why I like betting on these things, like these sort of special where a player is going to be, the NFL draft, because the odds makers, they don't have some supercomputer for this. The only reason the Pittsburgh Steelers are favorites right now for Justin Fields is because of one report from Mike Florio that Mike Tomlin likes Justin Fields, and they made a plus 150. Simple as that. Doesn't mean he's going to end up there, right? The Atlanta Falcons make a hell of a lot of sense. They really do. And if I was the Falcons, I would pull the trigger on this. The Raiders need a quarterback, but do the Raiders get Kirk Cousins? A lot of stuff to break down, including spring training. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. Let's do this thing. It was a crazy day today in the National Hockey League. It was only the 88th time in NHL history. So think about that. The NHL has been around a long time. Only the 88th time in NHL history that a team scored 7 goals in a game and lost, like the Vancouver Canucks did today. It was the first time since 1992 today in the NHL that 3 players had a hat trick in one game, like they did in the Vancouver, Minnesota game today. Wild stuff. They scored 9 goals in the third period. Overbettors cashed some tickets today in the NHL, I'll tell you that. Underbettors cashed some tickets, college basketball tonight. But the over did get there in that Houston-Iowa State game. Yet Iowa State covered the number, and Texas and K-State, that was like painful. It's been a pretty painful 24 hours of basketball, actually. Like last night, the NBA All-Star game hit new lows by hitting a new high with the most points ever. And tonight, last night watching the NBA All-Star game, it was just bad. And then today watching college basketball, some of these games, man, were just painful, man. Like, low scoring, brick after brick after brick. That's why the women's game is more popular than the men's game is this year. But let's get back to the NFL right now. Because as I stated, Justin Fields has unfollowed the Chicago Bears. He scratched the Bears from his social media accounts tonight. We see this when players want money and or their contract is up. They're unhappy about something. Kyler Murray did this with the Arizona Cardinals. Samuel did it with the San Francisco 49ers. But that was a little bit different. That was F you pay me. Right, that was, listen, if you don't pay me, then I'm just, I don't even want to be associated with you anymore, like, type of deal. This is different. This is, you know what, you're hurting my feelings. I know you're going to trade me, so I'm going to get ahead of the curve here and take the bear stuff off my social media accounts. Let's bring Mo Khan in on this right now. Mo, what do you make of Justin Fields scrubbing the Bears from his social media accounts tonight?
He's doing a spring cleaning for his social media accounts. That's what he's doing, right? I mean, Justin Fields knows that he's hanging by the wire as a Chicago Bear because no one knows what the Bears will do, Gabe, right? We got the combine coming up in 10 days. And then after that, we spoke about it last week. I believe that if the Bears are going to perhaps trade that pick, it would be more towards the middle to end of March that happens. But I think for Justin Fields, he's going to go to the combine or his agent will go to the combine to work the room. You mentioned Pittsburgh Steelers. It could be the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Raiders are out of that conversation with Luke Getsy now, the OC down in Vegas. I think there will be suitors for Justin Fields. It's a question of what Ryan Poles sees out there, if he's going to hold on to that piece until maybe draft time, where he might get a little bit more out of it than, say, trading him now or in the month of March, for that matter.
I think you're exactly right. Then now what can we get for the number one pick? It's like, all right, what can we get for Justin Fields? We never know what the market really is, but I've heard a couple of similar type of trade proposals, and it's like a second round pick and a fourth or fifth type of deal, right? You know, maybe they could try to pry a late first round from somebody if there's a team in the late first round that wants to do it. But it seems like teams are more so, we're not giving you a first round pick. Like, that's where we're sort of starting off with. We're not going to give you a first round pick, but we will give you a second round pick. And or then you get into the, you know, fourth round pick next year and fifth round pick in the year, whatever. So we'll see what the Bears can get there. But I kind of believe this. Listen, Caleb Williams right now is minus 1,100 to be the first player taken in a draft. He's going to be taken. But you just brought it up. So the combine comes up this week. And the one thing about Caleb Williams, you never really hear anybody question his physical abilities, right? The one sort of knock is his personality, his demeanor, and his representation around him, which happens to be his father. And let's start off with that. Number one, it's almost like Uncle Dennis with Kawhi, right? It turns people off, and, you know, it's almost like dealing with Ball's father or something. And the NFL don't play like that. They're much more serious. So that's, but I don't want to judge that, Mo, before they've actually met teams, right? So, but that's the one thing. Let's see how his interviews go, because that's all it's going to be about. Because I'll tell you what, he's not going to do anything physically at the combine.
No, he's going to wait till L.A., right? When SC has their pro day, I think it's the end of March, they're going to have their pro day and wait till then. But you're right, right? The dad's been very influential, right? The talk about having an ownership stake in a team that he goes to, that's unheard of.
Which is illegal under NFL guidelines, which can't happen.
Right, exactly. NFL.
Just for the record, for people unaware of that. But we don't know if that's true or not. But there were reports that Caleb Williams' father wanted to tell whatever team that took him that they want a share of the ownership of the team, which is not allowed under NFL guidelines. So that's just a pipe dream, not happening. And we don't know if that's true or not. Like I said, people are making this guy out to be like, you know, Yoko Ono. He's the worst person in the world to deal with. Let's see some facts first. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll put it this way.
Sure.
I haven't heard any NIL companies complain. Like, I haven't heard anybody say, oh, you know what? Oh, he was difficult. Oh, this or that. He's in Dr. Pepper ads, bro. He's got all kinds of deals. I haven't heard one bad thing about him. And in fact, I've even heard that the kid's a pro on set all the time. So I don't want to judge stuff but just by a media report. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but that's going to be the key, right, is his maturity. Because you look at this past year at SC, he wasn't that great. The team wasn't that great. They put more on him. He had to win it with his imagination because of the bereft of talent they had to work with. And so where is his maturation process now? Because, Gabe, when you think about it right now, you go back to that Oklahoma-Texas game that he made his debut in when he came in midway through the third quarter for Spencer Rattler and won that game for Oklahoma. That's where his stardom started to grow, and that's where people start to believe in the Caleb Williams hype that he could be the next great generational talent. So in this next window that he'll have at the combine in Indianapolis, A, physically speaking, he's going to do the physicals at the hospitals in Indianapolis. Is he okay? B, how will he interview and how will he fare in those interviews with these teams, whether it's Chicago, whether it's going to be the Commanders or whoever else out there. So he's got to hit those out of the park and really convince teams that, yeah, I'm ready to lock in here and be your franchise guy moving forward, whether it's in Chicago or elsewhere.
Does he tank the interview, though, Mo, too? That's the other thing I'm thinking.
That's the thing
that's
coming
out
that he might
say. Which players do now and nowadays, right? Like, and this is a little subtle thing, guys. Like, the agents will know. So let's just say a player doesn't want to go to a team. The agent will know. Listen, this GM hates people that looks at their cell phone. Like, they'll tell the player little things like that. They'll say, this guy gets really mad if you take a call. Like, so they'll tell the player stuff knowing that it's going to upset the GM and the owner in the room, and the player will do it because he doesn't want to get drafted by this team. So he'll go in there, and he won't look him in the eye. He'll sort of be a jerk in the interview. I'm just thinking, is Caleb going to be cool with every team, or is he going to pick and choose who he's nice to? That's going to be interesting to me.
It will be intriguing because he probably has a list of teams he wants to go to, right? And again, he's a DMV.
And I got to believe Washington's on that list, bro, ahead of Chicago.
Well, strategically speaking, right, Magic brought in Cliff Kingsbury, right? A guy he's very close with at
he's
SC.
He's from there, and they brought in his coach. Let's just be real.
Right, exactly. And so I just think that for him and how the chessboard will play out for the next few weeks, will he say to Chicago, we'll talk in person when I come to Chicago for my one-on-one with you than in Indianapolis. And you're right. There has been the power play from teams or players who've done this to teams say, I don't want to talk to you, man. I don't want to go to your team. Take me off your board, whatever it is. So, and the thing is, Gabe, you know the combine. There's going to be a lot of smoke signals sent out by, hey, player A has done this, done that, so they drop down. Remember what happened last year with C.J. Stroud, right, the whole cognitive test that he took.
Yeah, stupidest thing ever.
Right?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So there's been a lot of talks going to happen that's going to say this and that about player A, B, and C. So at the end of the day, man, it's all about teams believing what they see out there. If they like what they have, then they'll take that kid in the first round or the eighth round for that matter.
You know what? I'm going to take the quarterbacks. I want the quarterbacks with the lowest scores in these things because it's a pile of crap, that stuff. I mean, nothing. Ryan Fitzpatrick was a smart guy. Didn't stop him from throwing 3,000 interceptions in his career. Oh, he went to Harvard, though.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're taking a look at some of these NFL draft numbers, player props, where players are going to play. I want to get some other stuff with Mo Khan, but let's get his picks for this. We'll go rapid fire. Prop by prop. So Derrick Henry posted a video today of him working out, and man, this guy's a beast, man. He's doing like one-arm push-ups while throwing a medicine ball at the same time. It's like, dude, this guy's just a freak. So the Baltimore Ravens are the favorites at plus 300. They were rumored to be trading for him at the trade deadline, but there were a couple of teams that were interested in him. The Ravens, the Bills, and the Eagles were like kind of front runners at the trade deadline reportedly to get Derrick Henry, but they didn't pull the trigger in the end. So the Ravens are the favorites right now at plus 300. The Cowboys are the second choice at plus 400. The Eagles are plus 500. The Texans are 7-1. The Chargers are 10-1. The Titans are 10-1 to keep them. I don't think that's happening. The Dolphins are 12-1. My picks, I said I think he'd be a good fit for the Dolphins. He is from Florida, too. So
yeah. He'd
be a good fit for the Dolphins. They're plus 1,200 for betting purposes. I think it's a pretty good bet. The Cowboys, I imagine, will probably be in the running for them. But the Ravens do make a hell of a lot of sense. What's your prediction? Well, where do you think that Derrick Henry ends up?
You know, Baltimore, of course, the Alabama history of drafting players from that program and the connection of bringing in guys with Alabama pedigree, that's something that you have to look at. But I have to go with the Dallas Cowboys in this situation because the Cowboys lacked that bell cow, that batting ram type of running back this past season that they were acquired. And if McCarthy is going to continue to move forward with what he wants to do on offense, kind of become more balanced and have that running game be much more effective, a guy like Derrick Henry can help that offense. And he could get himself a 1 or 2 year deal. Jerry Jones knows, Gabe, that this is it for this window. Like, he's got to pay Dak. He's got to pay CeeDee Lamb. He's got to pay Parsons at some point here. So he might say, let's restructure some of these deals towards maybe 27, 28. And the cap is going up, Gabe, right to 250 now. So he might say, let's bring on Henry. Let's go with that and go for this one last run here with McCarthy. And if we fail, we'll fail in a spectacular fashion. So I think Derrick Henry and the Cowboys is probably the better fit, given that he would probably be a nice piece to that offense for the Dallas Cowboys.
We spent a lot of time talking about Caleb Williams. Justin Fields, the favorite team according to the sports books, are the Pittsburgh Steelers. But they have no insight, and only because there was a report on Pro Football Talk that Mike Tomlin likes Justin Fields. But the Steelers have a hell of a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with their quarterback situation right now, what they're going to do. So the Steelers are plus 150. The Bears are plus 250. So that he's still on the Bears. I don't think he's still going to be on the Bears. That's plus 250. The Falcons make a lot of sense from a football perspective, and they have the 8th pick in the draft and second-round picks, etc. They wouldn't give up the 8th pick in the draft, though, for them. The Falcons are plus 350. The Patriots are 6-1. The Broncos are 12-1. The Raiders are 12-1. The Commanders are 14-1. And just looking at this, Mo, I mean, it doesn't make sense for a lot of teams. The Commanders have the 2nd pick of the draft, so they can get a rookie deal quarterback. You know, Justin Fields is going to get paid, so they don't make a lot of sense. The New England Patriots don't make a lot of sense, having the 3rd pick of the draft. The Broncos, kind of, sort of. I don't know if Sean Payton thinks that Justin Fields is his guy. And secondly, the Broncos are, like, running out of picks to trade, all right? They gave away a lot of stuff for Russell Wilson that they're still paying the rent on here. And the debt on. So the Raiders have money right now with Jimmy Garoppolo, but I could see Kirk Cousins to the Raiders more than Justin Fields to the Raiders, or the Raiders drafting a quarterback potentially. So if you really look, where is Justin Fields going to end up? It seems to me that the Atlanta Falcons are the fit. What's your pick? I'm going to say the Falcons at plus 350.
I'm intrigued by the Broncos, Gabe. I think that the 12-1 odds really looks appealing to me. I think Sean Payton needs a quarterback for the now, because he's not going to – look, right now they don't have the ammo move up to top 5, right? They, as I said before, they traded the picks away. But if they can get a Justin Fields for a 2nd-round pick and a 4th-round pick, I think they would do that, and that would preserve their 13th pick to go out there to give themselves some O-line help or a playmaker to work with. And look, Sean Payton loves quarterback projects. You know, he brought in Drew Brees in 2006 after his shoulder injury in Miami, in San Diego, and Miami said no to him. And look what happened, right? He became a revelation, became an all-time great in the NFL. And I think he looks at a Justin Fields like a Teddy Bridgewater, that it's a reclamation project for him to maybe come to Denver, grow, and get better. And it puts the Broncos in a position to have themselves a stable quarterback room. Because, Gabe, think about it now. In the last 8-9 years, since Peyton Manning's left, they've gone through, 10-plus quarterbacks? This might be the solution to their problem right now, because they cannot get to the top 5 with what they don't have to work with in the trade world.
Imagine if you added up all the quarterbacks they've had since John Elway. Because they couldn't find a replacement for Elway until, well, you know what? Greasy wasn't bad, okay? Greasy had somewhat of a run. Good. Yeah, but briefly, shortly. You know what I mean? Cutler was, you know what I mean, but not for a prolonged period of time. And they had a million from the Tommy Maddoxes, and then even the Brock Osweiler's, the Peyton Lynch's. Like, they've swung and missed a lot with quarterbacks. Like, they've had a litany of them. And even now with the Russell Wilson stuff, that didn't work out for them. And, you know, we don't have odds where Russell Wilson's going to end up. But I brought it up, actually. Russell Wilson to the Raiders wouldn't shock me. The Raiders always in their history, like these star players that are past their prime, right? Bring in a little bit of star value. And you could get them for nothing. Denver are going to be screwed, right? Everyone's playing a waiting game. No one's going to trade for them, right? Everyone knows the drill here. So they're going to wait it out, and you're going to be able to get Russell Wilson for cheap after, right? Because Wilson already got paid. He got rich. So you're not going to have to, you know what I mean? You're not going to get him for that cheap. You know what I'm saying? So you're a Raider fan, actually. who do you think is going to be the quarterback of the Raiders next year? Like,
I don't think they even know, Gabe.
Someone out of college now, a Bo Nix, a Michael Penix, a J.J. McCarthy, or a Kirk Cousins. Like, you know what I mean? Like, which way do the Raiders go at quarterback here? A Russell Wilson. Like, there's a lot of options here.
Right. I still don't know what the Raiders are going to do, Gabe, because they're sort of in that middle.
They need a quarterback, bro. They need a quarterback.
They do need a quarterback. 100% they need a quarterback. But the question is, you got Davante Adams. Are you going to re-sign Josh Jacobs? You're going to need some O-line help. Probably not, right? And so are you rebuilding? Because if you are, is Davante going to stick around for that? I don't think he would, because he's now entering the peak prime part of his career before he goes to the back nine. And a Kirk Cousins is not going to help.
I think the players are happy in that room, though. Sorry, Mo, but I think with AP, they're happy. You know what I mean? Davante didn't really bitch that much, even having Aiden O'Connell. I think with they get a real quarterback, I think Davante Adams, I think he likes living there, and he just likes Vegas and stuff.
Right, but the thing is, are the Raiders better than the Chiefs? No. Probably better than Broncos now. Maybe better than the Chargers, maybe, slightly. But the thing is,
if they brought a Kirk Cousins in, Mo, they could be.
But they might bring him in. He might improve them by 3-4 wins. That puts him in that playoff conversation. But for Antonio Pierce, right, the biggest question mark is, what does Luke Getsy want? Because we don't know what he wants. And when he had Justin Fields in Chicago, they didn't do much. So really, what is the Raiders' plan of action? They're going to save money by the football gods of Jimmy G's getting caught for what he did. And they said 1.5.
That was the best thing that could happen.
Exactly. It's like a belated Christmas gift for them. And now they can kind of have some wiggle room to say, could we bring in a quarterback for one, maybe 2 years? And look, the 2025 NFL draft is going to be poor for quarterbacks. So it's this year, 2024, where teams are going to probably go all in to get themselves a quarterback, because next year won't be great. And in 2 years from now, who knows what it will be. So I think the Raiders are going to be in that position to move up to the top 10 or top 5, whatever it is. But the thing is, can it get Jaden Daniels? Probably not. Is it Bo Nix? Is it going to be Penix Jr.? Is it going to be McCarthy? It's a lot of moving parts right now, Gabe, for them. But I can't even forecast if they're going to look at a quarterback in the first round or sign someone before the draft.
I don't think McCarthy, Daniels, May, or Williams will be there for the Raiders. I think that Bo Nix and Penix will be.
But you got to move up. You got to trade in. You got to trade in the top 10. Yeah, and they had the ammo to move up to the top 8, if not top 5, for that pick.
Well, McCarthy will be that one, then, I think, that people trade up for. Because the other guys are probably going 1, 2, 3. We could debate the order, 2 or 3. My gut is, I think that Daniels is going second, personally. I think Daniels will go second to Washington, and May will go third to New England.
Well, it's sort of that Baker Mayfield stock, right? That it was low, buy low, and he sold. Like, he went up through the wazoo to number one, right, in 2018, because John Dorsey saw him in that realm.
That was dumb.
it was at the end of the day. But now it's that game, Gabe, that we spoke about, right? The smoke screens that will be sent out the next 10 days of the combine and then going to the pro days, that there will be a quarterback that will move up the boards into the top 10, whether it's going to be a J.J. McCarthy, and that's been the talk, right? He might go number 5 or number 6. And think about this, though, right? If you're number 4, right, if you're Arizona at 4, and you know you have Marvin Harrison Jr. on the board, you could trade down 2 picks. And guess what? Monty Austinfort has obtained multiple picks in last year's draft, and he could do the exact same thing with the 4th pick to get more picks to work with for 25 and 26. So I think the Cardinals could be in a strength of position here to say, we can step back and let the board come to us and trade that pick when it comes down to it.
I agree with that. I think Arizona's phone is going to be ringing a lot, actually, because Washington and New England like their spot on the board here right now. Arizona will be the ones if you want to trade up for. And I don't think this is crazy talk, actually.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We'll get your take on this on the other side. I don't think it's crazy if Arizona took Brock Bowers instead of Marvin Harrison Jr. Brock Bowers is that good. Like, you could argue he's a better football player. Like, they're both great. But...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We'll get Mo Khan's take on the NBA All-Star Game. Pharrell was less than pleased. We'll play a clip from Pharrell from earlier in the day. But looking at these NFL props that are up right now, so they've got props up for a lot of these players. We're going over Kirk Cousins. So quickly, Mo, Kirk Cousins, yeah. What's your prediction? What team is Kirk Cousins on?
Look, it's going to be a wild card out here, but Atlanta is looking for a quarterback. And I'm going to go outside the box and say the Falcons are the team to watch out for Kirk Cousins.
They're the second choice. The Vikings to retain are -225, which I think is ridiculously stupid. They're not going to retain him. Like, they're not. They pretty much told him they're not. The Falcons are +400, so they're the second choice. So are the Falcons going to pull it off, or are they going to do it? Like, either get Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins to take that next step. They could easily win that division, bro, and be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they need a quarterback, right? The offensive pieces are there. It's there for the taking, Gabe. They have guys to work with. If they bring a Kirk Cousins in there, I think it makes them much more dynamic and more sure to have a guy that can make those throws to the Pitts, to the Drake Londons, and get the running game more involved in what it lacked under Arthur Smith in 2023.
I'm going to take two teams for Kirk Cousins. I'll say the Falcons at +400 and the Raiders at 8-1. Like, just that the Raiders have the money if they want to, you know, they like veteran players. The problem with this one is, and we got Russell Wilson on the list, the problem is Russell Wilson will be a lot cheaper. Kirk Cousins is going to cost like $50 million a year. So it's going to be a 3-year deal, 4-year deal, like that, you know what I mean? And that's the word. He's looking for like 200 mil plus for 4 years on the way out here. He knows this is it. He's probably going to get it, man, right? So are the Raiders going to be the ones to do it? It wouldn't surprise me, man, to keep Davante Adams happy. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
But the thing is also his Achilles coming off of that. How healthy will he be going to week one of camp? And again, we don't know where he is in his progress, right? We knew about A-Rod and his progress to where he is now. Kirk Cousins has been sort of covert with what he's done up till now. But the thing is, what he wants – I don't think he'll get a game. I don't think he's going to get $200 million from a team because he's got all that guaranteed in years past. And now teams are going to say, you know what? We might give you a $100 million deal for 2 years. Maybe $45 million of that would be guaranteed.
I agree. I think that he'll get, in the end, you're right. I think he'll get 3 years, two of which a third-year club option type deal. Yeah. I think teams will be willing to pay bigger money. They'll be like, you know what? Listen, dude. We'll give you $110 million for 2 years. You know what I mean? But we're not doing 4 years, right? I could see someone doing that, but he's already, like I said, that's going to be the market for him, right? You know what I mean? I saw, like I said, 45 teams are going to counter with like $45 million for him. All right, Russell Wilson. What team do you think Russell Wilson's going to be on? He could end up on the Falcons, too. They're the second choice. The Steelers are +150. I don't think they'll go. Like, the Steelers, it doesn't seem like – is he that much – like, I don't know. It doesn't feel to me like Russell Wilson ends up on the Steelers. Atlanta Falcons +350?
Right.
That wouldn't be shocking. They might think, you know what? He won't cost a ton. Let's see if he's better. He's better than Ritter. He's a veteran. Maybe he can help Ritter, et cetera. The Broncos, to retain him, are plus 450. That's not happening. We know that. The Raiders are plus 550, Mo, and I think that's kind of a fit. The Patriots are plus 550, but I think they go with a quarterback in the draft. The Vikings are 9-1 to Commanders. Commanders are 16-1. The Giants are 28-1. The Bucks are 30-1. The Titans are 30-1. Saints are 50-1. Seahawks, 50-1. Bears, 65-1. Cardinals, 100. What do you think about Russell Wilson?
I think the rest takes a little bit longer to kind of unfold because there will be a market for him.
Yeah,
but
more
remember,
around
he's
camp.
Gonna be three,
yeah.
Right. I think that he's going to be now, what, 35, 36 years old going into this season. And I think teams might say, well, we can hold off on Russ. We don't have to sign him day one or week one of free agent frenzy. We can wait till the end of March and figure things out. And I think for Russ, he can kind of pick where he wants to go because, again, Gabe, once the combine happens, teams will have their board set of what they're looking at for a quarterback going to the free agent frenzy. And they'll say, you know what, we can get Russ early April and not the rusher because we know there won't be a market for him. But I think today, if you have to look at it right now, the Commanders could be very intriguing because Josh Harris wants to bring the star name. Now, if he can't get Caleb Williams in there, he might say, like, we can get Russ kind of hold the fort for a couple of years or so until we find the right guy to take over. And I think for him, he's got to find the right fit because now, Gabe, what is Russell Wilson as a quarterback? He can't run anymore. His throwing acumen was poor under the Broncos the last 2 years. So he's got to find the right fit that's going to say, you know what, we can play to his strengths and make sure that he doesn't make too many mistakes that he did in Denver, even towards the end of his time in Seattle, where he wasn't the let Russ cook guy from 2014.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because you figure Sean Payton would have been that guy, actually, that to figure out an offense for him. But like you said, he just couldn't make the throws and the decisions. Listen, there were times he wasn't as bad as it's made out to be, right? There were times that he played well, but there were also just really baffling, head-scratching plays that he made and throws that the just terrible.
He was in the
all right, last game. One here.
Yeah.
Last one. Mike Evans, wide receiver, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're minus 200 to keep him. The Houston Texans are plus 500. It's an interesting, intriguing thought.
He's
put him alongside
too.
Nico
yeah.
Collins.
Yeah.
Played at Texas A&M, right? So go back to Texas. Kansas City Chiefs are plus 700. The Bears are 9-1. The Panthers are 14-1. The Cardinals are 16-1. The Falcons are 16-1. The Colts are 20-1. The Jets are 20-1. There are a ton of wide receivers in this year's draft, guys. So I don't know what the market for Mike Evans is going to be. What's your take? What do you think happens with Mike Evans?
Chiefs or Jets are the teams to watch out for. The Chiefs have, look, because of the Mahomes deal, it only kicks in at 25. So they have cap space to work with. And now you got Jerry Sneed and Chris Jones you got to sign. More likely than not, Gabe, you're not going to sign both. You're going to sign one of the two because of what it's going to be for the cap space that they have. But for the Chiefs to take that next step and maintain their success, Mike Evans being a big target. And remember last year, they didn't sign DeAndre Hopkins. And Hopkins had a pretty decent season last year with Tennessee. So if you look at Mike Evans as being that big target bite to look forward to, I think they would bring him in and say to Mike, look, man, you made your dough. Come play for us, win another Lombardi trophy with Mahomes, and maybe go out on the market next year and get yourself your last big payday as an NFL player.
Yeah, he can sort of become that Odell ringer on good teams.
Yeah,
and
really,
or,
he
though,
can be, yeah.
Like I said, the Texans would be attractive, though, right? You got this the no state tax thing. He played at Texas A&M. C.J. Stroud's a stud. Collins is good, right? You know what I mean? It'd be a good pairing there with Collins and with Mike Evans. So the Texans are interesting at plus 500 there, guys. All right, Mo, final stuff here. What'd you think about the NBA All-Star game last night? Did you think it was as big of a debacle as a lot of people did?
There was more competition in the practice session on Saturday than there was in that game. And, you know, the NBA's got to figure this out, Gabe. The NFL, they put a tranquilizer to the Pro Bowl and now go with a flag football game. We were seeing off air what can be done. Maybe USA versus the world could be one format to look at. Maybe going 3-on-3. They got to figure out something, Gabe, because you saw the crowd. They weren't into it. It was literally a glorified five passes, slam dunk, or a long three from the street of Indianapolis into the net. So this was an awful, awful game to watch. I actually watched the alternate broadcast with Barkley and Draymond Green, and that was much more enjoyable than the game outright. So I just think the NBA going to Oakland or San Fran and LA in 2 years, they got to come up big, Gabe, because you want to make sure this is relevant for those to watch, because if it's not, it might go down the wayside and become irrelevant at some point in the next 3-4 years.
It's up to the players to actually just sort of, like I said, it's your game, guys, right? If you're the All-Stars, this you're representing your league, so this is what you want to represent, then it's a bad representation. So they're going to need to just sort of amongst themselves. I don't think we need to come in with all this and that and change this around. The USA versus the world part's all right, but just as if you're the players, just try a little. Like, you don't have to be crazy, but you guys try harder in Drew League games, like in the summertime, right? So don't pretend, you know what I mean? Like, you know, because Anthony Edwards said, well, we don't really come here to compete. It's more just for fun and to meet people and stuff. It's like, okay, but like, there needs to be some sort of competition. Mo, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. Great stuff as always.
Always, my dude. Always, man. Speak to you next week, brother. Be good.
There's our main man, Mo Khan. Let's hear what Scott Farrell thought about the All-Star game last night.
It's a real problem. They have got to do something. They've got to be better. They've got to do something creative here. And I think it's, you know, like, let's be honest. This guy came up at the in-season tournament and paid the winners, paid players to win. There was an incentive. There was cash on the table. There is no money involved in the All-Star weekend. I have said repeatedly that players don't even want to go. They would rather go to Cabo. They would rather go spend 5 days with their family and sleep, or go on a little mini 3 or 4 day trip somewhere with their family, or just get away with all the injuries and all the grind that it is of the NBA season. And the ones that have to go, all the superstars that have to go, they don't want to go. And they say they want to go. They're lying. They aren't paid. And these guys, they want to be paid literally for an autograph. They want to be paid for a selfie. They want to be paid to smile. They want to be paid to show up, to do anything. So I think they've got to make it a tournament where, like, the in-game in-season tournament that they had for money. I think the All-Star game should be U.S. versus the world for, like, a giant sum of money that's split amongst the winning side, and the losers get nothing.
There's a lot of ideas and what we can do. You know what like I said, it comes down to the players just actually wanting, like, to have some pride about it. Right, like Kobe Bryant used to rack up the MVPs with this up because he competed harder. Right, like the NBA All-Star game used to be competitive. Right, it would be high scoring, but it would be competitive still. This is the difference, though, and I always talk about this. Right, like LeBron James is awesome. No one, you can't dispute it. He's an amazing basketball player. He's one of the greatest of all time. Right, Kevin Durant's great. Like, all these players are great in the NBA. But the difference is they don't have the same killer instinct as the Larry Birds, as the Magic Johnsons, as the Michael Jordans, as the Isaiah Thomases, right? They don't have that same, like, I don't care if it's an All-Star game, if it's a pickup game, if it's a ping pong game, right? I'm going to beat you. And like that, you know what I mean? Like Larry Bird walking in and said, which one of you MFers is going to finish second to me tonight, right? Like today's players, they don't have the killer instinct. They're great players. Athletically, they're great. They can shoot. They're better. They're bigger. They're faster. They're stronger and all this than yesterday's players. Fine. You don't have the same killer instinct. You just don't, right? And that's the difference, right? But it's just an All-Star game. It's an hour and a half out of people's lives, so I don't get too upset about it. One person that was fine, he thought the effort was great, was Anthony Rendon. So I wanted to get to this. Anthony Rendon, you know, it's really, I'm sure it's nice, you know, if you're an Angel fan, right? You lose Ohtani and here's Rendon. Yeah, baseball's never really been a top priority for me. This is just a job.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. So, yeah, Anthony Rendon. And listen, it is a job, right? And I totally get that. Everything, you know, it's a job, whether you like it or not. You're a baseball player. It's still a job. It is. It's their living. I totally understand that. But, like, Anthony Rendon is somebody that works at, like, McDonald's that just hates their life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, when you go into a fast food restaurant and you just get the worst possible service, but you can't really say anything because you're like, man, this lady just hates her life and hates this job and hates everything. So, like, I can't blame her. So, right? But Anthony Rendon, bro, it's a little bit different, man. Right? You make a lot of money and you don't really do anything. For, like, a guy that plays, like, 50 games a year. And, you know, so like I said, it's not – so the actual comment, Anthony Rendon on playing pro baseball, it's never been a top priority for me. This is a job. I do this to make a living. My faith, my family, we come for this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving. Okay, faith and family. No one's going to, you know, call you out for it. But it's not just like that. He goes on, my enthusiasm has been the same since I got drafted, to be honest with you. I was actually deleting old emails going back to 2014. So he's basically saying that he doesn't care. He hasn't cared since 2014. I have 4 kids. My priorities have changed. So why don't you retire, bro? Like, point blank. If I was the Angels, I would just release you. You have no interest in being there. I wouldn't want you around my younger players. You don't play ever anyways. You're hurt all the time. The most effort you've shown is when a fan mouthed off to you and told you that you sucked and you wanted to fight him last year. So it goes on. Is baseball a priority for you? It's never been a priority for me. It's never. Like, the poor Angels. Like, it's not Marino's fault that of all guys that he signs is a guy that, like, could give two, like, really. The thing is, baseball contracts are guaranteed. So you got to pay this jackass anyways. So just send him home. Just tell him, dude, you don't want to be here. We don't want you to be here. We're releasing you. Somebody else picks you up. God bless you. But you're gone, bro. I wouldn't want this guy. You're poison. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.